You know, moms don't last forever. If I could share with you one thing today and let you know one thing, is that moms don't last forever. My only regret with my parents, is with mother especially, is that I didn't get to spend time with her like I wished I could have and like I should have. That was my only regret, is that there were days and times when I could have gone by and just spent time with mom, and I didn't. And I just want to encourage you today, if you possibly can, talk to your mom. Be with her. Spend some time with mom, because they don't last forever. I want to share with you today on the 2001 Mother's Day message that the Lord's given to me. It's pretty cool. I've had a very emotional week as I put it together. It's been fun, but emotional. I would find myself crying, you know, a lot in my office, and just as I was going through it and doing stuff and thinking, I found myself quite emotional. And I hope I can make it through this without really breaking up too badly. But the message today is thank you for my mom, my mother, and for the mother of my children. And I want to show you a picture of both of them, so you can kind of see the background that's going to be behind every shot that we do with the screen. But that's my mom on the left, and that's the mother of my children on the right. And whether you're a mother that has a baby that's 4 days old or a baby that's 80 years old, I want to honor you today. You are to be honored. Something takes place in you and with you that cannot take place with anyone else. And I want to honor you today. So with that being said, I want to just begin sharing. I was watching News Channel 9 Wednesday, and they were doing a report from an interview that they had done with children. And these children were given different values to different things. Like, for example, a car, an automobile, was worth $1,000 to these children. And a house was worth $3,000. And a mother was worth $1 million. And the thought was, that was the biggest number they could think of. That was the biggest number that they had in them. And so, therefore, mama was worth everything. Nothing was more precious than mama. And, you know, a day with mother was worth $50. And I began to thinking about that. Well, you know, it might be better to do it day by day and pay day by day than it would be to come up with the million all at one time. But I was thinking about that. You know, isn't that true? If you're like me, my mom passed away in 1993. If you're like me and your mom's gone on, how much is or would a day be with mom be worth to you? It's priceless. What I would give for a day with mama. I want to read some scripture. It's a very powerful passage of scripture that I actually developed a teaching on temperaments out of. But I want to stand, and as is our custom, and I want you to read this with me. And then I want to go to work and share what the Lord's given to me more specifically. So stand with me. We're going to read from Psalms 139, verses 13, 14, 15, and 16. I want you to read just as loud as you will. Just as loud as you will, so we can just bellow this out as we read it together. So let's read it together. Psalms 139, 13 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Let's pray. Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I thank you for my mother and for the mother of my children. I ask you, Lord, to help me get through this without becoming so emotional that I can't talk. But Father, I pray that every person here will hear something today, whether they're a mom or a dad or a future mom or a future dad, that Father, we'll all hear something today about mama that maybe we just haven't quite thought about it like that before. Help us now. Help me share it and help those that are listening receive it. And I ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Be seated. Be seated. You know, I usually share and speak and teach and preach out of experience, my life's experience. But this is one area. You know, I've never been a mom. I probably never will be a mom. And so the validity of what I'm sharing with you today comes from two points. First of all, I had a good mom. I had a very good mom. And mostly, though, what I'll be sharing with you comes from observing the mother of my children, watching her for 33 years be a mom, and now being a grandmother. And it's really a sight to behold. You know, the mother of my children has this unique ability to make every event a memory. She has an ability to make things that seem ordinary some way make them so special that they become a memory. And it's the fact that mothers make moments. She can take a spend the night party and turn it into a memory for our children. You know, whether it's spend the night or whether it's a birthday gift. And you should see her select birthday gifts. It's you know, I go to Walmart and I buy a gift. She goes on the internet and she searches and she looks and she finds, and she's got to have just the right gift. But that gift becomes more than a gift, it becomes a memory. Whether it's weddings or Wednesday night suppers, she has this ability to make every moment a memory. And I think that's the work of a mama. You know, that's the work that only mothers can do. Mothers can somehow take moments and change those moments into memories that last eternally. Mothers make moments. I was watching an AT&T commercial. This has been a while back. I was just thinking about it as I was going through this because it was one of my more favorite commercials. I like commercials. And this particular one is an AT&T commercial, and it's about this mother who she's a businesswoman, and she's hurrying through breakfast, and she's telling her daughters that she's got to go, and her daughters are wanting to go to the beach. And they're saying, Mama, take us to the beach. And she says, no, I've got a client today. I've got to have a meeting with a client. And one of the daughters look at her and say, Mama, when do we get to be the client? And what she did was change her schedule, and she had a mother's moment. And she changed that moment, and she said, let's go to the beach. Moms have an ability to take a moment and seize that moment and make it a memory. And these memories just aren't memories. They become intricate thoughts, intricate appreciations, intricate things that cause us to change and direct the way of our lives. When Jack and Max come over to the house now, it's not just the grandkids coming. It's an event. And I wish you could see her sometimes. It's so funny. I'm sitting there watching this, you know. And here's Judy, and she'll lay on the floor with these kids, and she'll fold her arms up like this on her chest, and she'll go rolling across the floor saying, roly-poly, roly-poly, roly-poly. And Jack will lay down right beside her, and he'll cackling and just giggling, roly-poly, roly-poly. And it's more than a memory, it's an event. It becomes something that begins to direct the life and get inside of us. She has another one, ring around the mulberry bush. And, you know, she does these little things to take just little things, little times, and make them real memories. And so, you know, mothers, you have something going on. And I guess what I'm wanting to do today is amplify that and let you understand it perhaps yourselves a little bit better. The power that is within a mom. I think it's because you have this ability to take a moment and make it a memory that I want to come up with these three affirmations. Terry was singing that song earlier, and he was talking about the woman, how she is able to affirm and make these affirmations in an individual's life. And so I want to give you three affirmations that are basically in the form of questions. They're questions that we as children project to our mamas, and maybe not in this exact way, but they take these things and they make them affirmations in our lives. They mold our character by taking these things and making them work in our lives. And I want to give you these three things, these three questions. And the first one is Mama, do you see me? Mama, do you see me? Now, if you got children or you've been around kids, you know it's not very difficult to see a kid. You know, they're just there. They're running all. But I'm not talking about seeing them in the natural. I'm not talking about just seeing them. We read that passage in Psalms 139, and it talked about how that we were intricately formed in our mother's womb, how God put us together. You know, I don't know if we really think about this, but what God has done for each of our lives is He's taken generations upon generations upon generations on our dad's side and generations upon generations upon generations on our mom's side, and He brings these two people together and He makes us. And this is so intricate. All of this is formed together. We are made and put together by God in our mother's womb. That's what's happening here. And we're so uniquely made that we have a DNA that is different from anybody else that's ever lived. Even twins, even Angie and Angela, even though they were only minutes apart in their birthing, they're still uniquely different. Their DNA is different. Their retina layout's different. Everything is different, but especially the way their temperament is developed. See, God does the same thing with our temperament. He has a unique DNA built into every person in our temperament area. We're so much lion, we're so much eagle, we're so much ox, we're so much man. And you know what I'm talking about if you've ever had the temperament study. But God does all of this in our mother's womb. And somehow, mom can see that. Somehow, mom can take that and look into that child, and not just see the natural, but see what this child, this specific child, is able to do in life. My mom could see things in me that I couldn't see. She saw somebody, she saw something, and she raised my sister and myself totally different. With me, I was expected to make decent grades in school. I was expected to finish school, and not only finish school, but I was expected to go on to college. I was expected, and it always seemed to me like she expected more from me than she did my sister. But it wasn't just that she expected more, it's that she saw something different in me. She saw, my mama nor my dad graduated high school, but mama made certain that I not only graduated, but went on to college, because she saw something there. And she was able to help me uncover that. She was able to help me discover that and bring that forth and to begin to make that a part of my life and direct my life. She didn't really care how well my sister did in school, because that wasn't what she was going to be accomplishing. She wasn't going to be doing anything. She was a mom. She's a mom, and she works in a grocery store. And somehow mama was able to discern and see within us that we were differently, that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and that we were uniquely different. Mamas can do that. And I thank God for my mom, because she could see me. I look at Judy, and it's been Judy that's been able to see the difference in our children. And it's been her ability to look into them and see them. And she saw in Lance, she saw this intellectual type person who was able to do these specific things. And we really expected Lance to finish school. We expected Lance to go on into college. She saw that, and I just went along with, you know, okay, fine. But she was able to see in Lance something that he couldn't even see at the time. in Bonnie. We saw in Bonnie this creative person, this very loving, laughing, jolly person. And she was able to help Bonnie uncover and discover her uniqueness, become the mom that she is and the person that she is. But Judy was able to see something in our kids that I couldn't see. And she was able to see something that they couldn't even see. Moms are like that. Mama, can you see me? Mamas can see you. I asked both the kids, Lance and Bonnie, if they would to give me their most memorable memory about their mom. And they tried. And they both told me, they said, listen, we can't just give you a memory. There are too many memories. Mother's always been with us. She's always been there for us. She's made all of these memories. And to pull out one memory is not fair to the other memories. And I said, well, I have to have one. Just give me something. And so finally, Lance walked in my office the other day. And I think it was Friday. And I said, have you got your memory for me? And he said, well, if I have to give you one, he said, and his eyes began to water, and he began to cry. And he said, I was in the seventh grade, and he says, and it was an awards day. And I didn't know if I would be awarded anything or not, and so I hadn't said anything to you or Mom about coming. And said, but I was sitting in the gym floor with all the other kids, and I happened to look up and look through the door, and there comes Mama. Mom comes walking in. He says, I didn't tell her because I didn't know if I would even be awarded anything, but there was Mama. She was there, and she made a memory. Mamas can take the simplest of things and make them a memory that can begin to form and develop that individual's life. And that's a memory that will be with Lance from now on, that Mama was always there. Mama could see him. Mama could see something and be there. How did you find out about that? You don't remember? Somehow she found out. And it was important enough to make a memory. It was important enough to do something for him. Mama, can you see me? You know, I thank God for my mama. And I thank God for the mother of my children. The second affirmation and the question that I want to project to you is Mama, do you hear me? Mama, do you hear me? Again, I'm not talking about hearing a noisy child. What I'm talking about is an ability that a mother has to hear what's not said. Mamas can hear not just what is said, but mamas can hear what's not said. My mom, I remember when I was, it was in the late 70s or early 80s, it was before I began pastoring. I was working, I was the third shift overseer, and I would get off at 8 o'clock in the morning, and on Tuesdays I would go by and see Mom. That was our day. And I remember one time in specific that I didn't get to go by, that I had a meeting or something, and I didn't call Mom and tell her, and so she calls me. And she says, where were you today? And I said, oh, Mom, I had a meeting. I said, I'm sorry, I forgot to call you. And she said, oh, that's okay. It doesn't matter. And I knew she was lying. You know, I knew she wanted me there. And it wasn't because she wanted to control me. It was because she wanted to hear me. She wanted to hear my life. She wanted me just to sit down and talk so that she could hear me. I remember a specific occasion that Judy and I were not doing very well in our marriage. It was a bad time. And I had gone over this Tuesday morning, and I was sitting there talking with Mom. And just from nowhere, she says, what's wrong with you and Judy? I said, what? What do you mean, what's wrong with me and Judy? Well, something's wrong. What's wrong with you and Judy? I said, who told you that? She says, nobody told me that. I just know. What's wrong with you and Judy? And I said, Mom, yeah. She said, listen, Delbert Ray. That's what she called me, Delbert Ray. She said, listen, Delbert Ray. She She said, you've got a good wife. And you've got a great family. And you better get yourself straightened out. I said, yes, Mama. Mamas can hear what's not said. I thank God for my mama. And I thank God for the mother of my children. Judy has this, it's not just a sixth sense, it's like an eighth or a ninth sense. And it got eerie. I mean, it got so spooky. I got jealous. You know, the kids would say they were going to do something. And this look would come over Judy's face. And she'd ask all kinds of questions. And finally, you know, I began to recognize that look. And I'd start listening. Because she was hearing something that wasn't being said. And as soon as they would leave, she would look at me and she'd say, I don't know what's up, but something's up. She says, something's not right. And not one time was she ever wrong. Never was she wrong. I'm thinking, and I'm listening, you know, and I'm trying my best. What am I not seeing or hearing? And mamas can hear what's not being said. And it really got spooky. And it didn't just happen once or twice. I mean, it happened regularly. She just knew because mamas can hear not just what's said, but they can hear what's not being said. Mama, can you hear me? Mama, can you hear me? Children need to hear their mom. You know, I was thinking about that thought, and I would go by on Tuesdays to sit with mom and talk with mom, and mom would hear me, and I never, ever went by just to sit and talk with dad. It was kind of unique because children need mama to hear them. I remember when Bonnie was just a little bitty thing, she was like three or four. She'd be talking to her mama, and her mother wouldn't be looking at her, wouldn't be talking back to her or something. And Bonnie would take her hands, her little hands, and she would grab her mama's face like this. She'd reach out, and she'd grab her mama's face, and she'd turn her face to her mama. And she'd say, Mama, talky to me. And she did it regularly because she wanted mama to hear her. And what Bonnie was really saying is, listen to me with the front part of your face. Kids need mama to hear them. Bonnie finally gave me her story about her mom. And it was about her wedding. It was about the wedding preparations. She and her mom made the garter belt. See, it's taking a moment and making it a memory. She and her mama got just the right shoes. And Bonnie said, you know, I could have had any dress I wanted, but mama made certain that I got the dress, the perfect dress, the dress that I really did want. And she said, you know, she made this special and she made that special. Everything about my wedding was special. And I was thinking about that, and Bonnie didn't say this part, but I knew that this was a great part of it. Mama also made sure that Dad spent the money to make the memory. Her mama was able to hear her. Her mama could hear what she needed, what she wanted. And she took that moment and made it a memory. You know, my mom made my wedding special. If it hadn't been for mom, I don't guess we would have had pictures. She made my wife's dress. She did those things that moms do to take an event and make it a memory that begins to form a life. Mama, can you hear me? Mama, can you see me? And the third one that I want to talk about is, Mama, do you accept me? Mama, do you accept me? You know, there are two things in life that I know for certain. And that's that Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil took control. I nearly had Terry sing that, but Judy said that wouldn't be a good idea. But of all the goofy, crazy things I did, When I was a kid, I never once doubted that Mama didn't love me and wouldn't accept me. It was unconditional. It didn't matter what I did, she would accept me. That doesn't mean she approved of what I did. She knew me. She knew my strengths. She knew my weaknesses. And she knew that in Delbert Ray was this wild streak that occasionally would just broaden out like a four-lane highway. And even though I would do some of the stupidest, goofiest things, not one time did I ever wonder if Mama would accept me. I've watched this in our family, in my sister-in-law, Judy's sister, with her kids. I have a niece and a nephew who do some of the things that it even awes Judy and I, how Brenda continuously accepts these kids. But it's because that inside of a mama is this love that is so close to the love of God. I think that a mother's love is the closest thing that we'll ever understand about the love of God. It is unconditional. You know that she doesn't always approve of what we do, but we always know she'll accept us and she'll love us because she's Mama. I never doubted that Mama wouldn't accept me and that Mama didn't love me. My children have never had a thought to pass through their heads that their Mama wouldn't accept them and wouldn't love them, even though there were times when she didn't agree with them and approve of what they did. But she never doubted, not one time. They never doubted, not one time, that the Mama accepted them and loved them. Mama, can you hear me? Mama, can you see me? Mama, do you accept me? These are three areas that life has that mamas do that no one else can do quite like Mama. We are what we are because Mama could see us. We are what we are because Mama could hear us. We are what we are because Mama always accepted us. And Mama has taken those moments and made those moments memories. Memories, eternal memories. You know, a mom can do a lot wrong, but if they can get those three things right, it really doesn't matter what they did wrong. They have molded a child, and they've made a responsible adult. Mama, can you hear me? Mama, can you see me? Mama, do you accept me? These three become affirmations and character builders in our lives. They become memories, but memories that mold us. Memories that teach us how to be better parents. Memories that teach us how to be better people. Memories that mold our future and mold our destinies. Mama, can you see me? Yeah, Mama can see you. She sees more in you than you see. Mama, can you hear me? Yeah, Mama hears you. She hears what you're not saying. Mama, do you accept me? Always. Mother loves us like God loves us, unconditionally. Father, thank you for my mom. Father, thank you for the mother of my children. I am eternally grateful for that. Let's pray.